It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. This is our special weekend edition of Opinions Matter. It's Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. I'll explain exactly what we do on this podcast in just a moment. But before I do that, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Fairy House Sunday Market. Now, Fairy House Sunday Market, I have to tell you, is one of the best. In fact, in my opinion, it is the best market in the whole country, but it's definitely one of the best markets in the entire country. It's on every Sunday from early morning until mid-afternoon. At Fairy House Racecourse. It's on most Sundays throughout the year. It'll be closed on Easter Sunday, for example, because there's racing, and another couple of weekends during the year where there is racing. But it is open the majority of weekends throughout the year, every single Sunday. Now, at Fairy House Market, you can get literally anything. Clothing, sportswear, mats, bed linen, kitchenware, plants, shrubs, hand tools. The list is endless. And there's also a car boot sale section of the market as well. Well worth visiting. But also, if you want to bring your own car and sell some of the stuff out of your gaff, well, Fairy House will make that possible. You just contact them. We visited the market a couple of weeks back and spoke to a number of stall holders. Now, Venu sells jewellery every Sunday at Fairy House Market.
Yeah, so I have doing this from last 6 months, and I just finished my master's. So I finished my master from MBA business. So I would like to do something in business field. So that's why it was a little experiment, and it's really going great here. I'm selling, it's all stainless steel jewelry, which is very trendy these days, and it's all gold plated, especially for teenagers. They're loving it every week, basically. And it's because it's a good advantage of weather, nice weather today. So a lot of people around here. It's one of the biggest, largest open market in Ireland.
And we wish Venu the very best of luck with her stall. Fairy House Sunday Market, every Sunday at Fairy House Racecourse. Make sure you pop along and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to do on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? As I said, this is the special weekend edition of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, and this is episode number 11. So just to explain, for those of you who have not heard this episode before, what exactly we do on this. As you may know, every day we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianKay and Jeremy D. And while the audience is building up on Facebook, before we debate our main topic of the day, myself and Jeremy just shoot the breeze between us, talking the most random shite. And it is that random shite that we put together into this episode of Opinions Matter at the weekend. So on this episode, you will hear, for example, we asked which one of us you'd prefer to go on a holiday with. We let you know who won that one. Why women drag up rows from years ago and just never let it go. And the controversy over Jeremy sniffing a stranger. All that and much more on this special weekend edition of Opinions Matter, the extra uncut version, episode 11. Let's start. Last Monday.
You're a very negative man.
In what way?
They're just, even the listeners said, everybody's saying it. It's huge.
What are you shiting on about?
Donald Trump. You're just a very, you're a glass half empty man.
A glass half empty
again,
man.
Repeating everything.
What does that even mean?
Everything is always negative. Oh, look at that, could be better, it could be better.
But it could be.
Everything in life could be better.
Absolutely.
The weather could be better.
I aspire to greatness.
I'd hate to go on holidays with you. Actually, can I ask our listeners? Just shut that music up now.
Okay, why? What are you going to ask?
I just I need my ego massaged a bit today. I'm feeling a bit down in myself.
You're very negative.
No, I'm not now. I'm a very positive person.
Right, come on. You're feeling a bit down the dumps, yeah.
Can I ask you all in the comments? Now, if you're listening to this podcast and it's Saturday or whatever, this will make no sense, but when we record this podcast, we have a live audience in front of us. Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. And the audience interact with us. So people, because someone said to me, who only ever listens to Opinions Matter Extra,
mm-hmm.
who are you talking to? And I'm like, well, we have people involved.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So when people are listening to this and they go, well, who's messaging? The people who are listening to it when we recorded it live,
yes,
are messaging.
Correct. Like Eddie, for example, who's at the poolside in Puerto del Carmen in Lanzarote. Eddie, it must be a shite holiday.
That you're listening to this?
Yeah.
Well, it must be a shite holiday because you're in Puerto del Carmen.
There's something wrong with Puerto del Carmen.
Oh, there is.
Ah, no, there isn't. No, there isn't.
Oh.
It's better than that kip you go to. Boring bastardville.
That is not the name of the resort. No, I'm saying when I go to Lanzarote,
yeah,
I go to either Custard Keys.
Yeah.
Which is in the north of the island.
It's a bit boring.
Yeah, go on. Costa de Keys or Playa Blanca. Now, Playa Blanca, as you know, I got married in Playa Blanca.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I won't go anywhere where there's a Burger King and a Lineker's bar.
There is a Burger King in Playa Blanca.
Is there? I get it shut down.
I saw it there recently.
I'm very good friends with the mayor of Lanzarote.
With the mayor of Lanzarote?
Yeah. And I know you're going to ask me what's his name. Manuel Jimenez.
Manuel Jimenez is the mayor.
Jimenez. Yeah, Manuel Jimenez
is the mayor.
Is the mayor of Lanzarote, and I've had. In fact, I shared tapas.
I don't think there's such a title. Mayor of Lanzarote. Let's see. The mayor of Lanzarote.
I'm just after saying.
No, it's not a mayor of Lanzarote.
Well, I had tapas with the mayor of Lanzarote.
There's no such person. There's a mayor of Yaiza.
No, Manuel Jimenez.
No, that's not his name. It's Oscar Noda.
Why do many Spanish people have lisps, though?
It's just the way they pronounce the words.
Why do they say it like that, though?
Anyway, you wanted your ego massaged. Why? What's wrong?
Who would you rather go on holidays with?
Oh, that's an easy question.
No.
That's easy.
Don't try and manipulate the votes. You're like Russia in 2020.
I'm like Russia in 2020.
Yeah, repeating everything I say. Literally, you could cut off half this podcast because it's literally...
What happened in Russia in 2020?
The
COVID.
The Russians tried to sway the vote of the American voters to get Mr. Orange back in. Stop trying to sway the voters. It's a very simple question to you. Who would you rather go on holidays with? Myself being Mr. Fun.
Mr. Boring.
No.
You won't go to karaoke. You won't go to a drag show. You won't go to a bar. You do nothing.
All sounds like...
And you drink a bloody cocktail with an umbrella.
All sounds like hell to me, to be honest with you. Who would you rather go on holidays with, Adrian or Jeremy? Just in the comments section, just text... straight away, Jeremy, because he's very posh.
No, it doesn't say that.
Diane, she did.
Jeremy, you are very posh altogether. She didn't say I would like to go on a holiday with you.
I'll take that as I do want to go on holidays with you.
No, I wouldn't if I were you.
Like, the difference between myself and Adrian, when I go on holidays, I bring a selection of books, literature, if you will, with me on holidays. Adrian brings a selection of spirits.
I do.
That is the difference.
That is the difference, yeah.
That is the difference.
So you're sitting there, a boring bastard, reading a book.
Jesus, there's a lot of Adrians coming in.
Yeah, there's an awful lot. In fact, there is not one.
It's probably because I know why. Your name is easier to spell than mine.
It is.
A lot of people don't text.
So you think the reason people are just sending my name is because they can't spell yours?
By the way, I think that's one of the reasons I'm not liked in this world.
I only
realised that at the weekend.
Good, yeah.
I had a run-in with somebody, and we'll talk about that on a later podcast. I had a run-in with somebody, and he was given out because I was slagging off his area on the podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
And I said to him, I don't discriminate. I hate every area equally. He's from Cherry Orchard.
I was giving out about Cherry Orchard. Where'd you meet this guy?
Doesn't matter. I met him at a social event.
A social event? You're going to social events with people who go...
What is even your name? Jeremy, is that your name? And I realised Jeremy is a dislikable name.
It is. It's a hideous name.
It's not a hideous name. There's not many people likeable called... Same as Adrian. It's not a likeable name. Whereas if I was called Charlie...
Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever met a... Charlie's a nice name.
Charlie's
a nice name.
It depends what you're into.
What?
Some people love Charlie.
Conor McGregor.
Loves Charlie.
Well, no, we don't know if he loves now. He would be partial to it.
Ah, yeah.
He's admitted that. Yeah. I'm not saying he hasn't. Yeah. No, but to say he loves it, I don't know about that. He'd be partial to Charlie. Oh, Neil says both of you. No, we don't tolerate together, Neil.
No, you're bloody sure.
That is not an option. That is not an option.
So if you go on a holiday with me, we'll have great nights out. We'll do a bit
of music. You won't remember them because you'll have to be...
We'll do a bit of music bingo. Bingo nights. People love the music bingo. Meanwhile, Jeremy's sitting there reading a bloody book and drinking cocktails with umbrellas.
No, I like to go to traditional tapas restaurants where Manuel Jimenez would be sitting in the corner playing the Spanish guitar.
That's boring.
Adrian is a nice
look. Adrian. Yes. No, there's not one person.
It has to be because they can't.
That's it. They can't smell your name.
Yeah, that's exactly the reason that they can't.
Carol says Adrian definitely to get in a bit of bingo.
So why would you want to go? Why you're all nuts? You know what I mean. You don't represent the Irish people, Adrian.
What?
You do not.
That's not this conversation today.
No, I'm just saying you don't represent the Irish people. Why would you want to go away with a granddad?
What? I'm not a granddad.
Oh, yeah. The sprog is about to pop.
No, not yet. Well, in fact, Stacey says it'd be like going on holidays with my granddad if I went with Jeremy. You're more of a granddad than I am.
Sorry, your daughter.
Your outlook in life is so granddadish.
Your daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
Laura Kennedy.
That's her, yeah.
Laura sent me a photograph of herself over the weekend.
Yeah.
And she's bumpy,
all right.
I'd say she's almost crowning at this stage.
No, she's not due till June, for God's sake.
Crowning means.
She's not due till June.
And you're about to become a granddad.
In 3 months.
So who would you rather go away on holidays with in 3 months? Me, who's nowhere near to being a granddad.
Yeah, but you carry on like a granddad.
But you are a granddad.
Not yet. I will be, yeah.
And speaking of granddads, by the way, I found out... Ladies and gentlemen,
Jeremy acts like an 80-year-old. You do
something. Well, Jesus, talk to my wife because my wife says I act like an 8-year-old. She says there's 4 kids in their house. She's like raising 4 kids.
Well,
because I was kicking up the other day, kicking up. Mad
well, you had a tantrum.
I had a tantrum the other day, and she turned around to me and said it's like having 4 kids in the house. Then she gave me a soother and put it in my mouth. Shut me up. No, I'm only joking. Soothing is for lazy parents.
I saw a photograph only last week of your daughter with one in her gob.
Pictures or it didn't happen. But
you want me to try? You want me to actually go and find it?
In a court case, yeah.
In a court case,
you can't stand on it and say, I saw Adrian Kennedy chopping up a cat. They will say, where's the evidence? So you can't say...
Well, I could actually get the photograph.
No, you couldn't.
I saw it.
No, you didn't. You will not find a photograph of any of my kids with it. That is lazy, lazy parenting.
Jesus, you better say it to your wife then.
No. I'm afraid to say anything to her, to be honest with you. Isn't it lazy parenting? Although, can I say that now? On last week's Opinions Matter Extra, I said that women who have C-sections are taking the easy way out. It's like a walk in the park. And we got a complaint about it. Now, the great thing about when you own the business and someone sends you a complaint, you can say, fuck off.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like if Mr. Tesco gets a complaint, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think there's a person called Mr. Tesco.
Oh, no, that was named after a person called Tesco.
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, I think it was.
No.
Yeah, it was Manuel Jimenez Tesco. Is his name.
No, there isn't a Mr. Tesco.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
No, I mean, you can't make stupid statements like that.
It doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. The point, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to find out.
Anyway, your woman was complaining, and she was really, really angry, and she was complaining because she had a C-section, and she was complaining that I was saying that C-sections were a walk in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I said, as I was saying it, I'm literally taking the piss. And she got really, really annoyed and offended. So don't pay attention to half the shit that I say on this podcast, okay?
Including that there was a Mr. Tesco that wasn't.
Oh, well, Adrian, anyway, there is a bout of sexism going on in Adrian's life at the moment that I just want to finish up by talking about.
A bout of sexism?
Yeah. Adrian's daughter, Laura Kennedy.
Why do you have to keep saying her name?
Laura Kennedy, who didn't have a suitor when she was a kid.
She did, yeah, for a while, yeah.
Oh.
In early life, yeah.
Text her mother about that one.
Come on, anyway.
Is having a, what's it called? Here's the nappies. Here's the cot.
Oh, the baby shower for ladies.
Yes, and Adrian, I did not realise that...
Baby showers are for women.
Well, don't interrupt me when I'm making the point. Baby showers...
are for women.
No.
The mere name of it, a baby shower. No, what guy wants to go to a baby shower?
Sorry, there's no gender in the word baby shower.
But you're the sort of gobshite that actually went to your wife's hen party. Like, do you know what I mean? It's meant to be for women.
We did
a joint party.
I wasn't having any stripper waving as Mickey and my wife.
Yeah, well, there you go. She wasn't your wife at the time, but...
But it wasn't. I don't want other Mickeys near my wife. That's
baby showers are for girls, for women.
Not men. I do not agree. I have been to baby showers in the past. My own babies. I insisted on going. Why should you?
Yes.
Why should baby?
No, you're a fool. Who wants to be sitting there? Oh, your bump. Oh, you're showing. I think the. Oh yeah. Oh, it's going to be a boy. It's going to be a girl. No, you're a fool of a man.
You're the kind of creep that goes up to women on the Lewis and you're the kind of bump. You rub their bump.
You're the kind of creep. No,
can I rub you as our bump?
You're the kind of creep who had a what do they call it? A Stens party or whatever the fuck you had.
A Stens party.
Yeah, a stag and a hen party.
Stens are things you put in your heart when you've had a heart attack.
Yeah, well, that's probably what your party was like.
A Stens party.
Yeah, a Stens party, yeah. Stag and hen.
A Sten is a thing you put in your heart.
Oh, no, it wasn't a Sten party. It was a hag party.
It wasn't a hag party.
It was one. Anyway, you had a joint party, too. Seriously.
I'm just saying. Sorry, Anya, what are you congratulating Adrian for? Can I just say, and I hope this is true, Adrian played no part.
No, he played none.
In the making of that baby. I think that's really weird when people congratulate, like, grandparents.
Why?
Oh, that's so weird. It's like when my three Sproggs popped out, yeah?
People, it's an awful way to refer to your own children.
I know, Sproggs. If you had the weekend I had with them, you'd be saying that as well. No, but when my three beautiful children were born, yeah?
Yeah.
People were texting my mother going, congratulations, Mags.
Yeah, I'm being a granny.
No. You've done absolutely, you're not even paying for the baby share.
Anyway, you should. Baby showers are for women. You don't gatecrash a woman's party, for God's sake.
So a man shouldn't be, what about a gay man? Can he go to a...
Probably not going to have a baby shower, are they? Really?
No, I'm like, no. Can... No.
Just stay away.
So a gay man could not go to a baby shower?
Stay away.
A gay man could not, because gay men go on hen nights.
So did you.
I didn't go to...
You did.
A Stens party.
You had a Stens party, yeah.
It's not called a Stens party.
Anyway,
I just want to say, because Adrian's going to milk this over the next couple of months. In fact,
you're the one who keeps bringing it up.
He's talking about doing the birth live on the podcast. That'd be great.
What?
That'd be a great podcast.
Well, live birth.
But it'd be better than the recent ones that we've had.
Oh yeah, some of them have been really shy.
Really shy. Anyway, why aren't you going to go to the baby shower?
Because it's for women. End of. Thank you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, la, la,
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Actually, can I start off by bringing something up about my wife? Now, I'm not giving out about her.
Oh. Well, which means you're about to give out about her.
No, I have to make a quick text and see if she's possibly listening to this.
But you said she never listens to this.
But it'll be the one day. Don't feckish. I'll take it on the chin.
Go on.
This will be, what's the expression? It'll be the hill I die on. Is that the...
So you're going to be the sort of person says, I'm not a racist, but... Yeah, so you're saying, I'm not giving out about my wife, but...
No, I'm actually not. But what's the expression? Is the hill you die on? What's that expression?
The cross you die on.
No, it's not a... No, why would you die on a cross?
That's what Jesus did.
Yeah, why did they kill him on a cross?
It's a bit hard.
No. I don't have a problem with them killing him.
Jesus.
I don't mean it that way.
That's lovely.
No, I don't mean it that way. How you've got to be cancelled.
Yeah, you will be cancelled.
No, what I'm saying is, they wanted to kill him. That was fair enough.
Okay? Yeah.
Now, God could have stepped in.
Could have, yeah.
Could have, but God's a bit of a...
He forsake his only son.
Bit of a psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, if I was God...
Yeah.
And my son, as you know, is Luke.
Yeah, and Luke is about to be executed.
And Luke was on the cross. By the way, could they not have found a better way to kill people back in the day? It's a lot of hassle.
Well, it's a nasty way to die.
But you have to build a cross.
And then you have to carry it.
Sorry, did that actually happen?
The cross thing?
Yeah.
Supposedly, yeah.
No, but were people crucified back
then? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But how did they know?
What do you mean, how did they know?
How did they know? There was no camera phones back then.
Ah, there was.
No, there wasn't a camera phone.
No, there was a fella there with a stone and he was etching out...
No, but how do we know that the crosses existed?
I don't know. I don't know. Where are we going?
All I'm saying is, if I wanted to kill someone...
Yeah, you can think of better ways to do it than hang them on a cross.
First of all, you need to go to the carpenter. You need to go, here, Jimmy. Because Jimmy's...
Well, Joseph was the carpenter.
But this carpenter's... The chippy's called Jimmy, okay?
Okay, so Jimmy. All,
and they always have... Do you ever notice they always have pencils over their ears?
I don't think there was a Jimmy back in the Middle East, back in the day. I don't think it was a common name.
No, Jimmy wouldn't have been that. That's the one thing. Now, I don't want to bash the Bible, okay?
But you're about to.
But the one thing that annoys me about the Bible,
yeah?
Is that it's always in the drawer when you book into a hotel room. So when I book into a hotel room, yeah?
Yeah.
The first thing I always do is put all my phone chargers into the little press beside your bed.
Yeah, yeah.
So when me and my wife.
You go on your own?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's called a masturbation holiday. When me and my wife book into a hotel, I always take the left-hand side of the bed and she always takes the right. Never changes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the first thing I always do is when I get into the bed, first of all, I jump up and down in the bed and go, oh, yeah, that's... Check whether it's firm or soft.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, Radisson Hotels, lovely beds.
Where are you? Jesus, you've rambled onto about 7 different topics so far.
After I lie on the bed, I take out all my phone chargers and my iPad chargers and all that, and I open the little... Hang on. It's a little drawer down here.
Yeah.
You know the little drawer?
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10 when I open the drawer in the hotel, there's a bloody Bible there.
Is it the Gideon one?
Is it Giddy?
The Gideon Bible, isn't it?
Nothing funny about it at all. Very serious book, actually, Adrian. A lot of tragedy.
Oh, there is.
And death in it. I don't think there's one laugh in the Bible, is there?
Can we go back to where you were? I'm not going to give out about my wife, but...
Did anybody have a laugh in the Bible? Was there any funny stories?
Was there any funny stories in the Bible?
Yeah.
Oh, the time he turned water into wine, that was deadly.
No, everybody was pissed.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was saying about in the Bible, Jesus' disciples.
Yeah.
Or apostles. Are they the same people?
Yeah, the same people, yeah.
Why are they two different?
I don't know.
None of them had Middle Eastern names. Matthew, Mark,
Luke and John.
Now, if you go to, what country is it in? I honestly don't know. What country did that all happen in?
Well, the action. Present day Israel, the West Bank, that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you go to the Israel.
Yeah.
Is that where Jesus was? Is that Galilee?
It's around that neck of the woods, yeah.
Where's Galilee?
It's there somewhere.
Anyway, if you go to the Middle East, yeah, you will not find people called Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. And you certainly wouldn't have found that 5,000 years ago.
You might have.
No, you wouldn't. There was no one called that. Anyway, back to my wife.
Yeah, back to your wife.
God, I can't even remember what I was going to give
out. I'm not going to give out about my wife, but...
She brings up shit that happens too long ago. There should be a... You know the way you can't sue somebody after a certain amount of years?
Oh, a statute of limitations.
So say I couldn't accuse you of fiddling with me 20 years ago.
But I didn't.
Who knows? Who was there?
I know.
Who was there?
I was.
Who were the witnesses? No, but I'm saying I couldn't. If I wanted a few quid, now I know you'd be the last person I'd sue.
Yeah, I can think of far better people to get money out of.
You wouldn't even pay for your daughter's wedding, for God's sake.
What?
Did you not make up a story that you were sick and you had to pay for hospital bills to get out of paying for your daughter's wedding?
She's not married.
But she's going to get married.
Eventually.
No, but did you not say I've terrible hospital bills?
That's so prehistoric, daddy paying for the wedding. No. No.
Anyway, I digress. Say, for instance, I couldn't sue you for... claims you did something to me 20 years ago. Statute of limitation.
Mm-hmm.
So why can wives bring up stuff that happened? And I'll tell you guys what happened. And every time there's a row, she brings it up. So on the day we got married, which was a wonderful day for my wife, she was delighted with life.
A wonderful day for your wife? Yeah, why did you not think it was a wonderful day?
She was very happy. I've never seen her smile so much. She was grinning ear to ear. She was so happy and so pleased and so delighted that she had found the man of her dreams.
What, she met a Spaniard over there when you were...
She did, yeah. Miguel Jimenez, yeah. But on the day, I didn't know that this was a thing. Did you know about wedding presents for your bride on the day you get married?
No.
Oh, so you didn't do it either?
No.
Even in fairness, if I was to ask your missus for a list of the shit you did wrong, this podcast...
There's much more.
But I only did one. So I never bought her a present on the wedding day.
I didn't know you were meant to.
Either did I. So...
Well, I've got your back there.
You don't, because it's 15 years ago, so the ship has sailed. So on the morning of the wedding, I didn't obviously sleep with my wife.
Good man.
You share separate rooms.
Correct, yeah. No, I didn't know that bit.
Knock on the door.
Yeah.
And one of the bridesmaids arrived in with a present for me. I went, fuck. And I opened it up, and it's from my wife-to-be.
Yeah.
And it's here's a lovely present. I can't wait to be your wife. I'm so lucky that I found you. I had to kiss many frogs before I found my prince. No, I didn't say anything.
She didn't say any of that. No, no. She
didn't say anything. Just said, here's your present. A happy wedding day. And it was an iPad, brand new iPad.
Oh, lovely. Very good.
This one, iPads are expensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They still are.
And I didn't have a present. So the bridesmaid is standing at the door going, so where's your present for your wife to be?
So all these years later.
It still gets brought up. Anything I do wrong. So last week, I left a tea bag. I was teabagging in my house last week.
Were you?
Yeah.
With who?
Now, my wife is not a fan of teabagging.
Don't blame her.
Not a fan of teabagging. And any time I do teabag, she goes mad.
Yeah.
So last week, I'm in the house and I leave the teabag in the sink and she comes over and she goes, first, you didn't buy me a present on my wedding day. And now you're leaving tea bags in the sink. Like what's going on here? And I'm like, it was, I don't even know how many years ago I'm married.
What year did you get married?
Couldn't tell you.
Really?
I'd give you circa. Circa.
What's your wedding anniversary?
Oh, the date. Oh, I know that, yeah.
You know the date, but you couldn't tell me how many years.
You'll have lick. I don't want lick the liquors known what the date is.
But you know the date, but you don't know the year.
I'd give you around, I'd say like between 2000 and 2020.
But that really narrows it down.
So it's that's the frame. Somewhere in between that, yeah. But she still brings up the fact that I didn't buy her a wedding present. Isn't that, like, who knew that was a thing?
Well, I didn't know it was a thing.
And then when she got preggers,
yeah,
push presents. It's all about presents, isn't it?
Push presents.
Yeah, that's when you push out. So I did buy her a push present.
Right.
Because I asked.
And then if she has a cesarean, you don't give her the present.
I gave her nothing. I gave her abuse for having a cesarean, actually. Why didn't you have a natural birth?
Sorry, somebody was really annoyed over you saying that the other day.
Yeah, even though they didn't realise it was a joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, ladies, can I just not warn you, but just give you a little bit of advice from Uncle Jeremy to you ladies, okay? Sorry, what's Anthony going on about? In South Korea, the government started to offer an incentive to people who find love to get married, offering $38,000 in South Korea money if you get married.
So hang on. So if I head over to, I'm going to be in South Korea in the summer, yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Pyongyang.
Pyongyang?
Pyongyang.
What's Pyongyang? No, Seoul. Seoul in South Korea. Yeah?
Oh, okay.
I'll be there in May, yeah?
That's where my car was built.
In Seoul?
In Seoul, yeah.
That's where I'm going to see where your car was made.
Okay.
Anyway, so if I go over and say to some South Korean dude, give me 38 grand, I'll get married.
I don't even know what that's about. All I'm saying is, ladies, there should be a statute of limitations. When you were dragging up the past, you can't go further back than 6 months. Is that fair enough?
Ah.
What?
Allow a year, maybe. A year, but...
A year?
Ah, yeah, it's hard to...
Ah, no, 6 months. So hang on. I forgot to give my wife the Christmas present on Christmas morning.
Oh, you did? Oh, as well?
Ah, we were too busy doing Santa and all that.
Ah, here. Ah, what sort of a man are you?
Sorry, Santa doesn't come to your house. Well, from what I heard, nobody's coming in your house. And you don't have to worry about it. The only thing you have to worry about on Christmas morning is nursing your hangover because you went out on the piss with Joe Duffy on Christmas Eve.
That's exactly right.
Oh, how are you, Adrian? Have another
How'd you
drink,
know
Adrian.
That?
Have another drink, Adrian. Yeah. Sure. Another drink, Adrian. So I forgot to give her the Christmas present. So is she allowed to bring that up now?
Yeah.
So we're now, how many months past Christmas?
No, sorry. Now there are two present incidents.
Yeah.
Do you give her a present? Do you know when our birthday is?
Yeah. But my problem is, she gives out about presents, but she doesn't live in the presents. She lives in the past. Honestly.
Good afternoon.
She also has an issue with the fact that my my prowess on her wedding night wasn't up to standard.
You led me to believe on a previous episode of Opinions Matter.
I don't believe, obviously, you're living in the past.
There were chandeliers and everything on your wedding night, allegedly.
Chandeliers?
Swinging from the rafters.
We got married in Downton Abbey. We got married in...
Swinging from the rafters.
Do you know the hotel we got married in?
Do I?
Yeah. Have you never been there?
Where?
In that place.
That place?
There.
Where?
I don't want the scum known. There.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
What's that hotel? There, that one there.
Ah, yeah, I do.
You wouldn't.
I've been in there.
No, you kicked out of the place.
Ah, yeah, no, I've been there, yeah.
Lovely hotel.
Yeah, lovely
hotel. Four-poster bedhead.
So you weren't swinging out of the rafters?
No, I know. No, but let's just say...
You weren't up to scratch.
Let's just say on the night of our wedding, she was expecting a Merseyside derby.
Right.
Like she was, you know, when Liverpool play Everton...
I know what a Merseyside derby
is. I don't
think
you did. That's what I think. And she got like...
But they're normally shite matches.
No, they're not. Merseyside derbies are great. And she got a fourth division match. It's literally...
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I just want to share something with all of you. It's weird with no music in the background.
Geez, when the music is on, you say turn it off.
It just sounds like flash. It's like flash.
What's wrong with you?
No music.
No, there.
Yeah, okay. A bit lower.
No, get rid of the music.
I was out for lunch earlier on today with a male colleague of mine who is Antipodean.
He's from Australia?
No. He's from the neck of the woods.
New Zealand?
No.
Well, there's only Australia or New Zealand.
No, there's not. That's where you're wrong.
Fiji.
I don't know anybody from Fiji. I do like a packet of Fiji rolls, though.
After Australia and New Zealand.
He's Antipodean.
That's Australia or New Zealand. Which one?
The people listening to this podcast wouldn't even know what Antipodean means.
I'm after explaining.
Fairness, I didn't know what it meant until about an hour ago. Anyway, I was out grabbing a bite to eat with my Antipodean colleague.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And something happened in Centra, and he accused me of being an incel. Do you know what an incel is?
No.
Have you never heard that expression before?
No.
Oh my God, it's literally everywhere over the last 2 years. Have you watched the documentary on Netflix? What's it called? Where Your Man Stabs the Young One.
Where Your Man Stabs the Young One.
Oh, you're completely out of touch. Literally, the whole world is watching this programme. Literally,
the whole world isn't watching it because I haven't. And you don't even know the name of it.
For a second. It's the most streamed TV show in history, by the way, since. What was your man that kept the tigers in the cage? What was his name?
Kept the tigers in the cage.
Stop repeating everything I'm saying.
So this is, sorry, you're talking about a show that's so big on Netflix.
I just can't think because I've
that six, you can't think of the name.
I have six things going on in my head at the moment. You know, like in The Simpsons when you see inside Homer's head. There's like six monkeys all fighting. That's my head at the moment. So Tiger King was the name of the show.
Tiger King, yeah.
This is the biggest show since Tiger King. And you have not even heard of it.
And you don't know the name of it.
And I was only watching it last night. Jesus, what's it called? It's all about incels.
Incels?
Do you not know what an incel is? No, I'll explain to you in a second. Adolescence is what it's called. Oh, my God.
Seriously. Yeah, no, I haven't lined up to watch,
that's
but I haven't watched it
know what
yet.
It was. It is just blow your mind. And it's all done in one go.
So I believe, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, that's all about incel behaviour. So an incel is a male, who follows the likes of Cokie. What's his name, Cokie? Cokie McGregor.
Cokie McGregor.
Yeah. And we can say that. He's admitted to taking coke. So we can call him Cokie McGregor.
We're calling him Cokie McGregor now.
Yeah, and the other fella. You know your man, he's English, but he has an American accent. And he shouts all the time. I want five women. And what's his name? Andrew Tate.
Oh, yeah, that prick. Yeah,
sex trafficker, alleged.
Yeah.
Alleged. They follow them and they hate women. That's what an incel is. Because they hate women because they've never been successful with women.
Now, right.
When my Antipodean friend called me an incel, I was like, sorry, I've always been successful with women. Always been successful with women. Literally. Literally the most successful man with women that you could ever meet. Bar Hugh Hefner.
You actually believe that, don't you?
Sorry, I'm speaking facts here. Facts don't care about your feelings, Adrian. Anyway, he said I was in... And I want to throw this out to you guys and see if you think this is... Oh, that's a better name. Conor McBagger. We should just do a whole topic on nicknames for Conor.
Anyway, come on.
I was in Centra getting my lunch. By the way, never order lasagna for lunch. It's repeating on me. Never order lasagna for lunch. It's repeating on me.
Will you get on with your story?
And as I was paying for the food at the self-service checkout, mm-hmm. Because I believe in sacking people in favour of self-service checkouts, the way forward, there was a girl standing beside me at the checkout. excuse me. And I happened to ask her what her scent was. And I liked her scent. And I wanted to know where her smell came from.
This is a woman... Serving you?
No. She wasn't serving me. She was doing
She was just a random customer?
Yeah, she was a random customer, yeah.
And you went over to a random customer?
Well, no, I didn't have to go over to her. She was standing beside me and I happened to turn around to her and I had a little sniff. No, I didn't sniff her. No, the smell from her travelled towards me, okay?
Okay.
And I liked the smell and it reminded me of a smell and I wanted to find out what the smell was so I could buy my wife a bottle of that for Mother's Day. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, it's a bit creepy though.
Well, we haven't got to the creepy part yet.
No.
So I turned around to her, not thinking, with my lasagna in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if you don't mind me asking, what scent are you wearing? Because I think you smell really nice. And she told me what scent it was. It's by Beyonce. Now, by the way, you know when they say the scent's by Beyonce?
Yeah, she didn't make it.
Beyonce wasn't in a big room with a big cauldron mixing scents, was she?
No, I don't think so.
So
no.
It's a scent by Beyonce and it's lovely. And she told me what it was and went on her merry way. And my mate, the Antipodean, turns out and says, Jesus, mate, that's a bit incel of you.
Yeah.
And I thought... Did I overstep the mark?
You did. Sorry.
Well, that's your
that
opinion.
That is creepy as.
No.
Yes,
no.
It is.
No.
Here, read the comments.
What?
That sounds a bit predatory, Jeremy.
Oh, who's using the word predatory?
Shunon.
Hello. Shunon. If she's what we're going to go by.
Okay, everybody is saying creep. You absolute creep. That's a bit creepy.
Oh.
It is a lot creepy, I'm being honest. I find it really bizarre. So you don't know this woman from Adam?
Well, I don't know Adam either. Why, does he wear a nice aftershave?
You don't know this woman at all? And
no.
you said, do you mind me asking what you're wearing?
Well, what is it any different that if she was wearing a coat, me saying, Jesus, where did you get that coat? I wouldn't mind buying that from my wife.
You shouldn't do that either.
Oh, really? Oh.
If it was somebody that you knew, then yeah, fine. But you didn't know this woman.
But sure, I didn't know my wife at one stage and now we have sex. So, I mean, what's the difference between... No, but you know what I mean?
It is very creepy to ask a randomer.
A stranger is someone you haven't met. Oh, no, that does... What's the expression? No, a friend... Sorry, the expression is a friend is a stranger you haven't yet met. Is that the expression?
A friend is a stranger you haven't yet met?
Yeah, isn't that what
How does that make any sense at all?
Okay. Now, I don't consider you a friend. I wouldn't even invite you to my funeral, to be honest.
Good, I wouldn't go.
Why would I be giving out invites to my own funeral? But 30 years ago, yeah?
Yeah.
If I had to walk by you on the street, you were a stranger. Now you're not a stranger. So this woman, yes, she was a stranger, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But people are only a stranger until you say hello. Hello!
Your Antipodean friend was dead right. That was really
Well, he said,
creepy.
I said, and creepy, I think, creepy, and I think creepy. Was, that's a bit fucking incel of you, mate. What are you doing asking a girl what she smelled? Well, he didn't call her a girl, he called her Sheila. I didn't think they actually used that expression. They actually do. No, you think I'm making this up. He calls women Sheilas.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you're asking a Sheila what she smells like. We don't do that down in Tasmania. That's where he's from, by the way.
Tasmania?
Tasmania, yeah.
So, you want to know, is it a bit creepy to ask a stranger?
No, I don't want to know because it's not.
It is.
No,
look at the amount of people saying it is weird.
Who are the people? Name names.
Amanda. A stranger is just a friend you haven't met, is the saying.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So my wife is once a stranger, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, like, we share food.
Where's you? Share food?
As in...
Jesus, what?
No, as in...
You eat off the same dinner place?
We have done, yes. Times are hard. No, but sometimes we'd get a bowl of chicken wings in a restaurant and we'd both pick off the chicken wings. Now, I wouldn't have done that with her when she was a stranger, but now she's not a stranger. My point is, I liked the smell of... Oh, no, that sounds weird. I like the smell of that woman. Now, that sounds Andrew Tate now. I wanted to find out what... How else could I find out what her scent was?
So you sniffed a random woman...
I didn't sniff her. No, you see, this is where people twist my words to make me look bad. I didn't sniff her. She was obviously bathing in this perfume.
Right.
Like she was literally, put it this way, I couldn't even smell my lasagna. She was after spraying herself with so much Beyonce. And it came across to me, I didn't go up to her. See, people have this image now that I went up to this one and went, how you love, oh, you smell.
That probably is what you did.
No, I didn't. I happened to pick it up in the air and I happened to say to her, like, this wasn't done in a seedy room somewhere. It was in Centra, for God's sake.
But
as
you're
scanning in the thing.
Your Antipodean mate that was with you.
We were not using the word sniffing, okay, because I did not, I've never sniffed.
You said earlier on you sniffed her.
I've never sniffed a woman. I said I sniffed the after or the perfume. I didn't sniff her. I didn't say, take your knickers off, love. Can I smell your knickers? Now, that's creepy. So I think the question...
Oh, sorry. Just asking what the perfume is isn't creepy. Using the word scent is.
What? Oh, so what's the difference between scent and perfume? That's what a perfume is. It's a scent.
Yeah, but...
Oh. Mm. And when people... I did use the word sniffed, but I don't mean I sniffed... Oh, God. Do I get out of this one now? Jeremy cancelled.
Yeah. Can I just suggest that
don't,
in future...
Stop sniffing women.
Yeah.
But I didn't sniff her.
But you did, because that's how you asked what her perfume was.
Twisting. We're twisting this. I know you like to twist things so you can get a good headline for the podcast.
Yeah.
Jeremy sniffs woman.
Yeah.
And that will turn into Jeremy sniffs women's panties. Like, that's how these things happen. Okay? And my point is... I had her scent came towards me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't ask for her scent. It breezed towards me. It went up my nostrils, and I went, "That's actually nice." So the way it happens, you're the woman at the checkout. Say, so go on. You're scanning things through the checkout.
Boop.
Yep.
Boop. 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 Boop.
Yeah. Sorry, I just caught your. So you're the girl, okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yep.
I just caught your perfume. What brand of that perfume is it?
Smack you across the face.
See, you're all getting offended on someone else's behalf. This woman was not offended. She was not offended.
She was.
She was. She
stormed out of the place.
No, she didn't.
Now I get the full story.
See, for the headline.
Yeah, now I get the whole
story. So what's the headline?
So you went up.
Give me the headline for the podcast.
Jeremy slapped across the face.
After sniffing woman's knickers in Centra.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Woman reports Jeremy over lewd behaviour in shop.
Lewd behaviour. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
And with asterisks and all that. Mm. And you will not believe what Jeremy did to a woman today.
Go. Yeah, no, that's the headline.
No, the fact of the matter is...
Centre investigation launched.
Over Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate supporter. No, I don't think it was creepy, but it was my Tasmanian friend that thought it was a bit incel of me. Now,
and he was there. He was there. We weren't there. So I'm going to go with him that it was creepy. It was just, you just shouldn't do it.
Do you find out the scent?
You
then?
Don't. If it's somebody you know, yeah, fine. But if it's a randomer that you've never met before, no.
But in that movie, that was all about the way women smell. That was all about that, wasn't it? What was it called? About smelly women.
Don't know.
With your man.
Smelly women.
With your man, Pacino.
Oh, The Scent of a Woman.
Scent of a Woman. That's the exact name of that movie.
Yeah.
And he was blind, so he used to be able to tell women from, he'd go up and go, hooah!
That's what he said, yeah.
I like the smell. That's my Al Pacino.
He had an excuse, though. He was blind.
But even if you're not blind, you can't tell. Anyway,
you're a creep.
Anyway, sorry, to all the women who have a problem with this, judging by the photographs of you, no man wants to sniff you at all. Like, literally.
Oh, I have the headline for the podcast. Yep. Jeremy to actually, sign on in local Garda station once a week.
I think it's actually twice a week.
Oh, you have to sign on twice
no,
a week? Oh,
me.
Okay.
No, I mean,
Jeremy to sign on the Garda station twice a week.
Generally speaking, actually, we get some people very quickly to text in the headline for this podcast. Because you know the way you're always struggling for headlines. Adrian always rings me up and he goes, what are we calling this podcast? What are we calling this godforsaken podcast? So why is Vivian saying Scent of a Woman? We got the answer to the movie about 10 minutes ago. Hooah! So what would be the headline for this podcast? And again, I put it out there. I don't think it's creepy at all. It's no creepier than a woman saying to another woman. In fact, two women I work with, they came into work the other day and one of them turns around and says, I love your top. Love your top, Jean. Don't know why I said Jean. There's no one called Jean now. But I love your top, Jean. Where did you get it? And Jean turned around and says, I got it on Temu.
But they know each other. That's the difference. You did not know this woman in the shop. That has led to a centre investigation being launched.
Oh, no. Jeremy sniffs again. That's not a good headline, sure it's not.
No, it's not hard-hitting enough for us.
We need to grab them by the... Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have it.
Yeah.
Jeremy's wife leaves him after he sniffs woman in Centra Delhi.
Okay, that headline is way too long.
It is a bit long.
Way too long. So we need...
Jeremy admits to sniffing women in public.
Jeremy added to sex offenders register. Well, that's a... Okay, if you're going to do a headline, it has to be actually the truth. I'm not on any register.
Well...
I'm on the voters register.
You will be on a register if you keep that carry-on up.
For smelling perfume. Yeah. Ah, for God's sake. Come on.
The bald sniffer strikes again.
That sounds like it was me, Dick. Because some people might call their dick the bald sniffer.
What?
That could be the name.
Who would possibly call their penis anything of that nature?
The bald sniffer. Oh my God, that's absolutely brilliant. No.
Captain Ratman, knicker sniffing in pennies.
Sorry, by the way, some men do. A mate of mine has a nickname for his penis. And I literally can't say what it is because it's so offensive.
Really?
Can I tell you off air?
Yeah, yeah, hang on. Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Now, he's been in the news lately, hasn't he?
He has, yeah.
It's funny though, isn't it? I'll let you tell it.
No.
It's a great name for his penis though, isn't it?
It's a weird name.
No, it's not. No, but he doesn't use the full name. He just calls him...
By the first name.
Oh, but we can say that, can't we? That won't make sense.
It won't make any sense.
So I have a friend who calls his dick Oscar.
Right. For...
But it's not obvious reasons. I don't think anybody...
Would get that.
Sure, yeah, they wouldn't.
No, anyway. What else? Jeremy caught sniffing woman in Centra.
Jeez Louise, you'll never make it as a headline writer.
Jeremy's in a coma after sniffing a stranger.
But again, that's not true because I'm not in a coma, actually.
Jeremy puts his nose where it doesn't belong again.
again, that's lies. Okay.
DJ Sniffy strikes again. I like that.
Okay, DJ Sniffy, yeah. How's Oscar? That's a true story. And you know what as well, and I'll finish up on this. When we're on a night out and we'd be sitting around having drinks and stuff like that, you wouldn't know about that because you don't frequent pubs or anywhere that sells alcohol.
Correct, yeah.
But we'd be sitting around the pub and he'd get up to go to the toilet and he says, myself and Oscar are going to the toilet.
That's a bit weird.
Why? Why is it a bit...
That's weird. Why? Anyway, can I get a public commitment from you that you will not... sniff women again and ask them
didn't
what
sniff her. I didn't sniff her.
Ask them what their scent is.
I didn't. Now, look, see, people are guessing. Is it because it's after Oscar Wilde?
No.
No.
Nothing to do with Oscar Wilde, no.
How many Oscars do we know?
Not many.
What other Oscars are there?
Oscar Wilde. But Oscar, it's not after him.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, yeah, in Sesame Street.
Yeah, but why? Because his Willy's always in bad form.
Anyway, good afternoon,
this
everybody.
Could be, this could be my last ever podcast. By
it
the
could
way.
Be, yeah. Jeremy cancelled. Oh, I have it. Jeremy cancelled over sniffing incident. There you go.
With a couple of asterisks.
Yeah.
Exclamation marks.
Yep.
Caps lock. Yeah?
Yep.
I think that could work.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
I didn't want to start off the show with a row, but I'm going to argue with you, I'm sorry.
Why? No, you asked me a question, I gave you an answer, and that was my answer.
Oh, but I'm not happy with your answer.
Why? What's not to be happy about?
I don't accept your answer.
You don't accept?
Oh, that's weird. Oh, there it is, yeah. We have our little chats off air before the show starts, and it's normally about ridiculously stupid things. And, like, my issue with you today is the constituency. Is that the word, constituency? No, that's somewhere where you vote. That's not the word. Consistency. You're Adrian in front of him now. You can't see this because it's a podcast. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But Adrian in front of him has a blackcurrant and water, a cordial, if you will.
I do. That's it. I got it downstairs in the bar.
And I have an issue. It's a great bar, but I have an issue with it.
That's absolutely gorgeous. You have an issue with it. Why? What's the issue?
The consistency. Is that the word?
The consistency
of cordial to water is not appropriate.
Boy, what's wrong with it?
It's too dark.
No, that's absolutely delicious.
No, it's too...
I'm sorry.
Sorry, the word I'm looking for.
What?
Thank you to whoever takes that in. Concentration.
The
concentration of water... No, that's not even the word. Sorry, stop. Can we edit this all out and start from...
No.
Okay, the ratio...
The ratio...
That's the word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because my son, I know that because I did my... Have you ever tried to do your maths homework with your kid?
No, it's
you were an absent dad. I'm a... What's the opposite to absent? What's the opposite to absent?
Present.
Oh, I'm a present dad. You were an absent dad.
No, I did homework. No, I just wasn't very good at it.
No, you didn't. You did. You were in an office.
No, not for the whole day.
You were. Yes, you were.
Anyway, but what?
Sorry, I'm a present dad. Adrian was don't you tell me.
I will tell you to shut up.
And my son at the moment, he's only 10.
Yep.
And he's doing ratios.
Is he?
Yeah. Jesus. I couldn't make head or tail of his homework. I couldn't make...
Like, anyway, back to our disagreement here.
Just before we go, if your ratio, if you read a bottle of cordial, say my waddy,
right,
or my personal favourite will be Robinson's.
Oh, that's English, no.
So my waddy's English as well.
No, it's not. It's Irish.
No, it's not.
It's made in Tipperary.
My waddy is not an Irish.
It is
name.
An Irish drink.
Have you ever met someone called...
It's made by C&C.
No, C&C me arse. Have you ever met... C&C doesn't even exist.
Well, it's made in that same
factory.
If anyone
understand, I'm going to sex you up. It is. The C&C factory.
It's not. My waddy is Irish anyway. Robinson's is English.
There's a fella called Paddy My Waddy.
It's, My Waddy is an Irish soft drink brand.
Not buying it.
It's there. Bottled in Dublin, Cork and Belfast. What more do you want?
So, when I think of the surname My Waddy, I think, hello, my name is Mr. My Waddy. Mr. My Waddy. No, not buying it.
It is. It's Irish. And the Robinsons that you talk of,
I like
which
Robinson's.
Is absolute muck, is English. Like it's Wimbledon. It's Wimbledon. Like seriously, no.
Okay. Anyway, before we came on,
Robinsons is a British fruit drink brand.
I have no problem with British brands.
British.
Sorry, I support the British football team.
You shouldn't.
Fact, I had my dinner yesterday. As many of you know who listen to this regularly, I'm quite well to do, quite wealthy. I'm doing quite well for myself at the moment. I dabble in the stock market. That's actually true.
You wouldn't have a clue.
Sorry, I have crypto.
You've crypto. How much?
It's gross to talk about your wealth.
But you're talking about I'm very wealthy. You just said literally I'm very wealthy.
You know, like McGregor. You ever see McGregor?
Yeah. You're as wealthy as McGregor, are you?
No, you ever see McGregor when he gets a photograph? He always has to show his Rolex watch in the photograph. Yeah. Hey, make sure you get the watch in the photograph. Make sure, because all your
you can't even
money.
Spell Rolex.
Anyway, I'm quite well-to-do. I dabble in the stock market. I have Bitcoin and cryptocurrency coming out my ears. In fact, under my bed...
You don't even know how to spell crypto.
If you're to look under my bed right now, you'll find two things. You'll find a box of cryptocurrency and a sock.
Right.
One sock.
Why is there one sock under your bed?
One sock.
Why? What's it doing there?
It's just there. It's been there. It's been there for a long time. And it ain't getting moved.
Why don't you put it in the wash?
No, couldn't put it in the wash.
And where's the other sock?
Don't know. The other sock's gone. He doesn't have a friend. He's on his own.
So you've one sock under your bed.
It's a loan sock. Okay, it's a loan. Not that I got a loan of it. A loan is in, it's a loan. It's on its own.
And it's under your bed?
And it's under my bed.
Why don't you throw it in the bin?
No.
What use is it?
It has
Sentimental value.
Sentimental value, thank you. That's what it is.
Has it? How long have you got this sock?
About 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, about 6 months. Now, again, for those of you who know, I'm very well-to-do. It's a Marks and Spencer. what's their range of clothing called?
I don't know.
Oh, you wouldn't know, of course.
I don't know. I just don't know.
There's TK Maxx. Yeah. Autograph is the range of clothing.
Right.
So it's a very well-to-do sock. It has extra padding in it.
But why have you kept one sock? Where's the other sock gone?
Okay, the reason I've only one sock under the bed.
Yeah.
Can I be brutally honest?
Yeah, do, please, yeah.
Is because I'm hoping one day that his friend will turn up and they'll become a pair again. I don't want to throw... See, I know if I throw that special sock out, yeah?
What's special about it?
It's just special. It's been with me for 6 months.
Right. Very
but
weird.
But if I throw that sock out today, say I go home today and throw that sock out, yeah?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Within a week, my missus will have found, because she does all the housework in the house.
You sexist bastard.
That's the way it should be.
Incel. Oh, Jesus.
Incel.
Oh, we'll get you cancelled.
Incel.
we'll get you cancelled.
I guarantee you she'll find. Have you ever found a spare sock in the lip of the drum? You know the lip?
Yes, I have.
The big rubbery bit.
I'm one of these people that just doesn't understand missing socks. I don't know how it ever happens. Yeah. I don't know
My favourite sock and cryptocurrency under the bed. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Where were we going with this?
Well, but cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency.
What about cryptocurrency?
I am out my ears with cryptocurrency.
You wouldn't know. Sorry, a tenner's worth of crypto on Revolut doesn't count.
I've about, I'd say, and I don't like to talk about my wealth because I think it's a bit gross. I have about 75K in crypto under my bed.
75K in crypto under your bed?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you definitely know nothing about crypto because it's not an actual thing.
What do you mean it's not an actual thing?
You don't have coins under your bed.
Oh, really?
You fucking clown of a man. So did you think crypto coins were actual physical coins that you had under your bed?
I don't know. Why did I open that conversation?
I don't know.
Anyway, the conversation we were having before we came on air, yeah?
Yeah. Which you disagree with me fundamentally on.
We were talking about Adrian's ratio in his blackcurrant. It's just too condensed.
No, it's not. It's
too condensed.
Look, give it to me
for a second.
No, it's absolutely perfect.
Hand it to me. It's a podcast. People can see.
People are watching on Facebook, though. Look.
Hand it to me.
What's wrong with it?
I just wanted.
Don't you drink out of that glass.
I wouldn't touch anything. I wouldn't want bloody crabs off it. No, you can even tell.
What?
You can tell by the smell, it's too strong.
It's not too strong. No. It's absolutely perfect.
God.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I see the inside of your body. Have you ever seen the documentary, ladies and gentlemen, of the sewers in London?
Yeah, they're fairly vile, yeah.
The things that are...
I don't even want to think about it.
The big globs.
You put me off my...
What are they called?
Fat globs or something
fat
like that.
Fat globs?
Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting. I'd say the inside of your body looks like the sewers of London.
Why? Because I'm drinking blackcurrants.
During the plague.
It's absolutely perfect. Look.
Anyway, before we came on air, we were chatting about our favourites. And I want to get it very quickly from you guys. What is your favourite Tom Hanks movie of all time?
Forrest Gump.
No, I don't accept that as an answer.
But it is an answer.
So Tom Hanks is my favourite actor, as you know.
He's brilliant, yeah.
He's brilliant. And my favourite Tom Hanks movie is Captain Phillips. I watch it. We have a friend called Captain Phillips.
We do.
Don't we? I am the captain now. That's what you used to say.
That's what you
said. I am the captain now.
I said Forrest Gump, and what's your issue with that? It's one of the best movies he ever made.
No, it is.
It's brilliant.
It's actually not. So I put Captain Phillips there and Saving Ryan's Privates. They would be the two.
No, I'm sorry.
What?
Forrest Gump, it is all the way.
Yeah, they're Chris. So get your comments in now. Your favourite Tom Hanks movie of all time. Chris says, hey, Chris.
How are you, Head?
I haven't heard Chris for ages.
No, ages. How are you, Chris?
Welcome back, Chris, to the land of the living. Chris says, the message is gone, so I don't even know what he said.
What did Chris said?
I don't know. It's gone.
It's not gone. It's not Saving Private Ryan.
Ah, Sarah, yes, The Green Mile. I do love The Green Mile.
Great movie, yeah. Great movie.
I do love... Oh, here we go. Here's Keith with the conspiracies. Tom Hanks was a visitor to Epstein Island. Oh, God. Did he go in... Did the Apollo...
The terminal. I didn't like that. Didn't really
it's
like
a
that.
Bit,
no.
When he's putting on that stupid... I hate people. I'm sorry.
You hate people. I know that.
I hate people that put on accents. Just for comedic effect. You know his accent in the thing?
Yeah.
I've lived in the terminal. I cannot go back to my own country.
What about Castaway?
Love Castaway.
He was one of only three actors in that movie?
Yeah, I love three actors. There was loads of actors.
But if you count The Ball.
There was loads of actors in the movie.
Yeah, but he was the
most... wife.
Yeah, but they were only at the beginning and the end. He did the whole bloody thing all by himself.
No, there's actually a camera crew there making the movie.
No, and Wilson.
In fact, a friend of mine has been to that island.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
It's in the...
Pacific.
Yeah, the Pacific Indies or something like that.
Okay, and The Green Mile were agreed on.
No, sorry, the island that the movie was made on.
Yeah.
Because I said to him when he was there, when he came back, I said, Jesus, what was it like? And he says, when you turn around the corner from where the beach is, where Tom Hanks was, Wilson! Wilson! Yeah?
Yeah.
It's just a fucking town. Hotels.
It is. Yeah.
It's like a Crown Plaza there. Why didn't he stay at the Crown Plaza? Fucking lying on the beach with a ball, wanking off to a ball for 2 months. How long was he there for?
A long time. A year, wasn't it?
He definitely masturbated to that ball, didn't he?
Anyway, sorry, a few people saying Captain Phillips.
Ah, the Money Pit. I love the Money Pit, Anthony. That's a...
I've never seen that, actually.
That's one of his first. Oh, the one. What's the one that he was with the dog? Remember the dog used to spit?
The dog used to spit?
Oh, that was a great movie.
Another one that he was absolutely brilliant in, and maybe if you remember...
There's no movie that man is bad in.
If you remember, he lost all the weight for it. Philadelphia.
I don't like movies about AIDS.
He was brilliant in that.
He died at the end.
Ah, sure. Good acting.
What's the movie with the... Oh, Big, of course.
Oh, yeah, Big.
What's the movie with the dog?
Why is nobody agreeing with me on Forrest Gump?
Nobody likes Forrest Gump. It's just, Jenny, will you marry me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. She was a tramp as well.
What?
She was a tramp.
Ah, she was a stoner.
Yeah, but she was a tramp. She went off and rode her way around the world, yeah?
Yeah, and then came back to him.
And the Egypt married her.
Watch The Money Pit, Adrian. It's hilarious, says Anthony. Why is nobody agreeing with me about Forrest Gump? His best movie ever.
No.
President Kennedy was in the movie.
Turner and Hooch is the name of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
What breed of dog is that?
I don't know.
I used to go to a school with a fella and his nickname was Hooch.
Why? Because he slobbered like the dog?
He used to slobber during the lunch
break.
Oh,
really?
We'd be in the school canteen, yeah? And you remember the sandwiches and the currant buns you used to get in school when you were a kid? Remember the currant buns?
Currant buns, no.
You'd literally fucking smash a window with them. Oh, so you went to an impoverished school. They literally gave you knives during the break.
There, Keith finally agrees with me. Gump was brilliant. It was.
Look, you wouldn't give up the conversation to someone to agree with you.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we used to go to school with this fella and his nickname was Hooch. Yeah?
Yeah.
And the reason why, when he was eating his currant... Did you never get currant buns in school?
No.
And little things of milk with a straw in it?
No.
Oh. And anyway, when he'd have the currant bun in his mouth, he'd put it in his mouth. And he'd go...
Jesus. He did an issue, didn't he?
He did have an issue.
Anyway, finally, my favourite Tom Hanks movie is Toy Story. I mean, he is brilliant in it.
No, he's not. That's not a movie.
It is a movie.
It's not sick. Oh...
He is that character.
But then, I'm sorry, then I'm going to take the Polar Express.
He's Woody. He is Woody.
Polar Express.
Ah, no, that was ridiculous because he played all the roles in that. That was silly.
When he was on Epstein Island. I saw it on the internet. Okay. Did he bring Wilson to Epstein Island?
I've no idea. Allegedly. Jesus.
Sorry, Tom Hanks was not on Epstein Island.
Ah, who knows?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Were you talking to him?
No, it was proven. Somebody basically did up a document, yeah, on their computer.
Yeah.
Like my young fella could do up a document. And they basically did up a fake flight log, yeah? Your name is actually on it as well.
Is it?
Oh, you were top of the list. Top of the list.
Really?
Yeah, top of the list. It said Adrian Kennedy on the Epstein flight, yeah? And you brought your teddy bear with you or something like that, did you? Sorry, what are you looking at?
I'm just looking at stuff here. We're under pressure. Under major pressure.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Anyway, sorry, nobody will convince me other than Toy Story, best movie he ever made. Brilliant movie.
Really?
Ah, yeah, brilliant movie. Absolutely brilliant.
Sorry, for the last 20 minutes you've been going on about...
What?
What was the one you've been going on about?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. So Forrest Gump or Toy Story?
Which no, Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Okay.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.